my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you so very much, and I trust that this is going to be a good day. High school graduation over here at De La Cruz this morning, and it's going to be 8th grade and 12th grade. And I'm real excited about this day. We have an 8th grade girl, our granddaughter Reagan, graduating. And next year, her brothers will graduate from high school. Oh, my goodness. We've got a grandson in Southern California graduating just in a few more days. And later this week, actually. And oh, my goodness. Thank God for these precious kids, all of them, our senior class. And looking forward to seeing what God is going to do in their life. You know, let me remind you. That the graduation, we always try to make sure people remember it's a dignified occasion. Now, they come in pomp and circumstance and all that, but it doesn't mean you cannot applaud, and doesn't mean you cannot say, but this stuff of bringing air horns, and we don't have it here, but bringing air horns in when your son or daughter or granddaughter or grandson or whatever it is walks across the platform and screaming and hollering and shouting, and we don't allow balloons in the auditorium. They can bring them, leave them in the lobby, but they're going to be there's invariably one gets loose and they're flying around the audience. This is a dignified event. Who's my granddaughter? Folks, come on. Weddings, oh my goodness. Funerals, I watch how people dress. Let's bring some dignity back. And graduation is a dignified, we can say amen. The speaker speaking, giving a challenge to the seniors, we can say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. That's it. Come on, right, Brother Ethan? But let's not make this a football game or you know what I'm talking about. All hail the power of Jesus' name. There's a good song.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial hall, to him homage us, be just right and crown him Lord of all. Of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. And crown him Lord of all.
I love that song. You know, that's one of many songs, but that's one I always have written down is a great four-part harmony. That's why we, here at our church, we don't put the music on the screens. We put the notes in the hands. I want my people to know the notes, and the bass, the tenor, the alto, the soprano. You have to get the notes. Why? Because God says singing, making melody in your heart. Melody, melody, harmony. Harmony is the heart of the church, but we take the harmony. Most praise and worship singers music does not have harmony with it. It's not structured that way. In fact, so much of it's very sad and very whiny and very, No, be careful. What you just heard, All Hail the Power. Great four-part harmony. Harmony brings the heart. And God has harmony in all the seasons. Everything that God does is harmony. My. The girls, the Echoes of Joy from right here. Girls, sing for us, will you?
My, what a joy to serve my Jesus. Oh, that I could explain the way I feel, rejoicing in unspeakable joy and full of glory.
I felt such jubilation, for Jesus washed all my sins away. Down here I tell my story and give him all the glory. With all my heart and soul I now can say,
My, what a joy to serve my Jesus. Oh, that I could explain the way I feel, rejoicing in unspeakable joy and amazing, but praise God, I know it's real. Now Jesus is my Savior. He gives me love and favor. He's my Redeemer, Master, Lord, and King. He gives me strength and power to face the midnight hour. He is my sword, my shield, my everything. My, what a joy to serve my Jesus. Explain the way I feel, rejoicing in unspeakable joy and full of glory. It's amazing, but praise God, I know it's real. My, what a joy to serve my Jesus. Oh, that I could explain the way I feel, rejoicing in unspeakable joy and full of glory. It's amazing, but praise God, I know it's real.
Proverbs 22. You know, as you turn there, there's a verse that I've tried to claim for myself. And then as you go down the journey of life, I spend more time thinking that I haven't arrived at this verse than having arrived. I was hoping, you know, when I was younger, I got all excited about it. Well, that's what I have. But the older I've become, and you know, sometimes your name gets under attack and your work gets under attack and your all that God has done in your life, and you think, oh my goodness, I have missed so many opportunities that God wanted me to have. I have failed so many times with things I should have done or could have done. And I've tried to claim, and the older I get, the more realization I have is I've not done as good at this as I should have. Chapter 22, a good name. That's what I've always tried to want and have and desire. A good name. And then I'll think, okay, why do I want a good name? It's probably pride. Because if I want a good name that name, Jack Treiber, that's a good name. Well, I'm dethroning God. And I think, unfortunately, many times that's perhaps what I've done. And maybe you've done that. Perhaps you've done that, where you want a good name just so you have a good name. We're going to lay in that cemetery one day. Well, as a man with a good name, I'm afraid that they can't put this on my tombstone. A good name. And when you think, the Apostle Paul. No, wait a minute. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." We're so weak, we're so frail, and to think that when you think, I've got this good name, you're going to maybe have to take inventory. A good name is rather be chosen than great riches and loving favor, rather than silver and gold. We have such big events in our lives, all of us, exciting events. And I don't want to live from discouragement, but I know whenever there's great, big, exciting events, right around the corner, there's a pressure. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah called down fire from heaven. In chapter 19, he was running from Jezebel and wanted to quit the ministry and said, "It's better that I just die." Jonah preached that great revival in chapter 2 and chapter 3 and 4. Chapter 4, he's underneath the revival in chapter 3. Chapter 4, he's underneath the juniper tree saying, "Just kill me." If we're not careful, we get so discouraged with life because we try to live for those highs. Well, God gives you lows too. Chapter 13, here's Jacob wrestling all night with God. And really, it comes down to this. God says to Jacob, "What is thy name?" And finally, he broke, because when he broke, he just said this, "Jacob." Now, my name, Jack, this is derivative, Jacob. I had an uncle who was a Jacob. I love that name, Jacob. But Jacob means con or schemer. And that's what this Jacob in the Bible did. And God was just trying to say, would you just admit who you are? Will you admit that you've not arrived yet? That all your opinions and all this, that you're not as smart as you think you are? Just sort of back off, dear friend. And I pray that today we'd work at this thing of having a good name for what? For God. That his name would be lifted up. Father, Lord, I love you. And I love my people, and I love my radio family, love our family. Oh, I wish that my name were stronger than what it is for your sake. Give us a good day for thee. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.